Yeah, now good to have you here. Glad you're starting your week out right here on the Steve Gerber Show. Greatly appreciate it. Out over the weekend, I was at a couple of restaurants. One was packed. The problem was, and I'm not going to name names, the problem was when the food got there, it wasn't really too hot anymore. No fault of our server. She was doing her best, but she's got so many tables to wait on, running around at warp speed just trying to keep up because finding enough employees is difficult. And that's just one challenge right now. Julian and Alexa Rodarte are prominent restaurateurs in Dallas. They head up an area called Trinity Groves. Now, that's a concept started back in 2013 by famed restaurant innovator Phil Romano. He created things like Fuddruckers, Romano's Macaroni Grill, Eatsies. And this concept of Trinity Groves is an area of restaurants. So I'm welcoming Julian and Alexa to the program. Guys, good to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate you guys being here. All right, so you've got the challenge that I just discussed, which is happening all over the country. Some restaurants sit there, you know, at well less than capacity because they just don't have the people. Some places I know are shortening the time that they're open so that they can have a good staff during the hours that they are open. And then, of course, good Lord, ingredients. The cost of eggs, for example, through the roof. A lot of challenges out there. Where do you want to start on this? Because restaurants are really facing a lot these days.
No, it's 100% true. You know, in a post-COVID world, it's definitely a different environment than what we're used to as far as, you know, like you said, the battling the prices, employment, all those things. I mean, we're having to get obviously pretty creative about, you know, how we go about hiring and, you know, not just marketing to our customers, but obviously individuals that, you know, we need to hire to staff these restaurants and, you know, kind of everything that is in between.
What's the biggest challenge? Is it staffing? Is it, I mean, when I walk in the store and I see eggs are almost $5 a dozen, just for regular large eggs, nothing any particularly interesting. And they've got all sorts of reasons for that, I suppose. But, I mean, when eggs are expensive and meat is expensive and shipping is expensive, Alexa, it's got to be tough to make ends meet inside the restaurant business model.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have multiple things to worry about. Like you were saying earlier, you know, staffing before COVID, it was just for training staff. And now it's just even getting staff to apply and hiring staff. You know, obviously, we know the cost of meat and eggs is up, which obviously greatly affects our business. And so we're just trying to figure out, you know, how to navigate through those times.
Yeah, you know, being a server in a restaurant used to be a great place for people that were going to college. For people that didn't want to go to college, especially if you get into higher end restaurants, I mean, the money can be terrific. If you're a top end server, man, you can make real money. If you're a top end bartender in a good establishment, you can make really good money. It's a great place for single moms to work. Where is everybody?
Good question. We're still trying to figure that out. I think post COVID, a lot of people decided to do a career change just based off of what happened during that time. You know, a lot of people are out of work for a good amount of time and weren't making any money. A lot of people on unemployment. So I think after that, I'm going to assume they just did a career change. And so it's been pretty difficult. I think right now we're still kind of getting some college students. But, you know, some of those more tenured servers, I think a lot of them did kind of move on. Yeah. So it's challenging.
Julian, let me ask you this. Well, where I am here in Michigan, we lost literally thousands of restaurants from the time that the COVID pandemic began, even through today. Some are still struggling to keep their head above water because they just can't make ends meet. The cost of staff too high, the cost of ingredients too high so that their menu prices go to a point where people don't show up. Yet I see other restaurants that are still thriving and would do better if they had more help. How many restaurants do you think remain on that tipping point, I guess?
You know, it's a lot. And, you know, obviously there was the PPP money that kind of, I think, kept a lot of people at a point where they were able to keep the doors open. But I think we're seeing right now as PPP money that, you know, was given obviously a year or so ago, you know, out, we're seeing almost this second wave of what happened through COVID of restaurants that are just kind of, you know, hey, they got this money. It kept them open, you know, up until a certain point, like what we're seeing recently. We're almost seeing this second surge of closings due to, you know, that money just kind of running out. And so I think it's a lot to do with what obviously happened through COVID, with what, to your point of what we're kind of talking about right now, rising prices, rising costs of employment, all of those different things. Yet, you know, for some people, for some restaurants, lockdowns, business just didn't bounce back the way it did in a pre-COVID world. And now that PPP money is kind of running out, we're seeing a second wave of closures.
Yeah, Julian and Alexa Rodarte, they're in Dallas, Texas. They run this area called Trinity Groves, which has a number of restaurants in an area, which is kind of cool because that way you get everybody coming to the same area. And if one doesn't have seating, they can go to the next one. Anyhow, they get all this in. It kind of works together, kind of brings an energy together, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, and to your point, I mean, people love walkable spaces where they can, you know, just park one place and then, you know, go restaurant to restaurant, pop over. Hey, you know what? The kids might want pizza, but, you know, mom and dad want Mexican. You know what? You can get the best of both worlds.
Right. It's all right there for you. And before I go, I guess, Alexa, give me your forecast for 2023. I'll trust that you can see the future a little bit here. It's going to be a struggle. I mean, we've got the price of diesel going up again. People don't think, well, what's that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with everything, because everything in America, your tomatoes, your lettuce, your meat, everything moves on diesel. We've got about 40 seconds here. Alexa, give me a forecast for 23.
Well, as far as pricing, you know, I think right now the way we're kind of operating is we're just trying to pivot. Sort of figure out our new business model moving forward, because obviously there's been talk, you know, about so many different things happening these next coming years. And so we're supposed to be opening up a couple new restaurants this year. So we're definitely keeping all that in mind, forecasting. I mean, Julian, I guess you can speak more to that.
No, I mean, like you said, it's about pivoting. You know, it's about, you know, in a post-COVID world, we've realized, you know, look, you have one business model going into a restaurant, but at the end of the day, you know, you gotta stay nimble and on your feet. So
yeah, we know this. You didn't get into the restaurant business because it was easy to begin with, but it's a lot tougher today than it was a while back, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having the work ethic to stick with it, because that's what America needs, more work ethic like you guys have. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. We'll take a break and be right back. Don't go anywhere.